The decision was a pretty easy one to make this morning, but I do want to say that this does point to how great a quality our elders are at church. If you remember a week ago, Oscar said, there's going to be rain Sunday morning, and I did not believe him. I thought, we're set to go outside, and Oscar, you're right. Of course, Bob said it's 100% this morning. Last week, he said it was only 30%. But it is great to be gathered here, and we have a great fallback option here at Peace in the sanctuary to have our worship service. And today is a special service, even though we're not outside, because we are officially welcoming 10 new members into the Peace family here this morning. And so that's very special. And I'm going to talk about membership, too, and what it means to be gathered together as a family here at Peace Lutheran in my message. So I pray that that's uplifting and inspirational for each one of us, new members, but all members in general. A few announcements to share with you before we begin our worship service. The first is that this Tuesday is our Rotary meeting. It's at noon here in our fellowship hall. And the program is a good one. It is the State of the City. I believe that's what it's called. State of the City address by our city office manager, Chris Workman. So please come. It'd be great to have you, and you can find out what's going on in the city of Philomath, as well as you can interact with the city office manager and ask him questions as well. Also, something big's happening next week. Maybe you've heard about it in the news. Next Monday, of course, is the solar eclipse, and next week, from Friday until Monday, there's going to be a youth group here at Peace. They're not going to be here during the entire time. They're going out on excursions to the coast and so forth, but I just want to let everyone know that. It's in the bulletin, in their calendar. But in worship, we're going to be infused with about 20 youth as well as 4 chaperones. So worship will have a group of people. Don't worry, there's not people trying to take over anything. We want to welcome them and bring them in next Sunday here to our church. Are there other announcements to share before we begin? Lindy?
So for all of you who enjoy choral work, there is going to be a wonderful concert next Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, at LaSalle Stewart Center. It's the OSU Summer Choir, and it's the opportunity to give students in conducting a chance to conduct a big choir. The music is beautiful, the choir is huge, and most of the singers are fabulous. So if you like choral music, LaSalle Stewart Center, 7 o'clock next Saturday evening, if you can get there.
Yeah, that's right. And it is a special blessing to have... Oh, Rob, do you have an announcement? Go ahead.
If anybody has or knows of anybody that has a walker that they're not using, the kind that has a seat on it or just a plain walker, Terry would like to have one.
Right? We got a hint. Elaine?
If you know of anyone that has a walker that isn't being used...
Elaine's got one. Yep. Great. Boom. You ask and you shall receive. Very good. Great.
Anybody have a motorcycle in the second
car? That's awesome. That's great. It's a great blessing, too, to have our musicians with us. They're very flexible. They're all ready to go outside this morning, and then we changed up things up, and now they're inside. So they're all prepared. Great to have all of them. What a blessing to have 4 just wonderful musicians here at our church. So be sure to pat them on the back and give them thanks after today's worship. And 5, Carla, absolutely, when she's up there, yeah. So we're very blessed here at Peace.